We are Kansas.
In 2017, Americans spent an average of $9,237 on health care with no impact on life expectancy. At Holiday Resort, our health and wellness plan is only $75 per visit, so you can take charge of your own health by setting up an individualized plan to follow. Call Holiday Resort at 340-8310 to see if our health and wellness plan can help you.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning on a Tuesday. Sunshine, 68 degrees. It is 8:22. And it is time for Tech Talk. And Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk, and we're pleased to be joined by Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Karen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having us on this morning. And I want to say thank you to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for sponsoring this segment. At the time, though, I'm going to hand it over to Lisa Kermer, our Vice President of Student Services, who's going to talk a little bit about our enrollment and starting in the fall semester.
All right, Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
I'm good.
Nice to
visit with you guys again.
Yeah, nice to have you here. So we're inching in, we're zooming through summer, it seems like, and the fall semester is not that far away. How is enrollment going?
Enrollment is really good. We just did kind of a comparison based on Friday's numbers, and we're kind of considering 2020 just kind of an off year because of COVID. So we are right in line. We're up a little bit in headcount compared to where we were in fall of 2019. And then we are right where we were even with where we were this time in 2019 as far as our FTE, our full-time equivalency of students.
How important is that here, Lisa, to be back to pre-pandemic levels at this stage, and you still have close to a month before classes actually get started?
I think it's great, and I think it's definitely just a testament to our staff and faculty who have worked really hard and really been very creative in how they've been communicating with students. So I think the flexibility we've had over this last year and a half has really helped. So if students, I know I'm meeting with a student this morning via Zoom. The student is 2 hours away and can't come in. And so I think if anything good has come out of the pandemic, it has given us some new tools that I don't think would have ever imagined using before. So we really have adjusted how we're recruiting and how we're advising and enrolling students, and a lot of that has to do with Zoom and just electronic means versus face-to-face.
Yeah, there are many more options out there now than there seemed to be before, and they're being put to good use. And obviously at Flint Hills Technical College as well, visiting with Lisa Kermer. Lisa's the Vice President of Student Services and the Financial Aid Director at Flint Hills Technical College. As far as your programs at FHTC, Lisa, any of your programs full right now? I know that you've got plenty of them that are very popular.
Yes. Well, of course, our dental hygiene program fills up very quickly. So dental hygiene is full. Welding is very close. And then our automotive program, both here on campus and then at our new Garnett location, they have just kind of exploded in enrollment. And all of our other programs really have openings but are very strong. So there is definitely time for students to come in and get done what they need to in order to get registered and start the financial aid process if they're wanting financial aid and get enrolled for the fall semester.
Let's just say, Lisa, that I wanted to take some classes, haven't taken classes in a couple of decades. What is the enrollment process now versus the way it was quite some time ago. Have there been a lot of significant changes in the enrollment process over the last 10 to 20 years, or is it pretty much the way it had been?
I'd say it's similar. It's probably streamlined quite a bit more. So students can actually apply online through our website, and there is no charge to apply for admission. And that really gets the ball rolling and starts the process. So once a student applies for admission, then our student services staff are reaching out to them. And the next step really is either submitting ACT scores or taking our AccuPlacer test that's here on campus, and or we can evaluate a student's high school transcript or college transcript GPA. And once that's done and students have met those scores, then we are able to get students registered in classes. And I would say this year more than ever, we have never had the availability of scholarship dollars like we have had for this fall semester. And so, again, that is a benefit of some of the federal funding that we've received related to the pandemic.
Lisa Kermer, Vice President of Student Services, Financial Aid Director, Flint Hills Technical College. Lisa, have you seen, is there a buzz? You're continually renovating and adding to and upgrading your facilities out at Flint Hills Technical College, and the Culinary Arts Department has seen just a wonderful upgrade here with a great campaign over the past couple of years. Any positive buzz on that?
Absolutely. I think people, when they step on campus, they have no idea what that renovated area looks like. Not only hospitality, but the student commons area and then the chemistry classroom and lab. And so it just has, I feel like, a much more collegiate feel. People are super impressed with all the places for students to just kind of hang out and sit, and they can plug their devices in and charge their phones and charge their laptops. And so it's just really created a great environment for our students.
Along those lines, and now that this is complete and it's receiving rave reviews across the board, the question does come up, what may be the next major project here for the college, whether it's a modernization or a new construction build process?
I think I'll let the president answer that.
I'm going to put you on the spot on your very first Tech Talk here, President.
We can go right to the top right here, Chuck. How about that?
Well, that is a, gentlemen, that's a conversation I am having with the leadership, and we are looking at some potential. We've gotten some feedback, so it might be a little premature to throw some ideas out there right now. I'm learning a lot, and I think maybe in a few months we might have some direction on our next possible major projects. So if I may, I want to actually kind of give a kudos to one of our culinary faculty. She just received certified culinary educator certification, one of 600 chefs in the world. And so this is another thing that really sets Flint Hills apart from so many of the other culinary programs even. So as you went down that culinary road, so I wanted to make sure we had that opportunity to recognize her.
Indeed, that sounds good. President Daugherty, when it comes to the enrollment side of things, where we started our conversation here this morning, what does it mean for you to see those numbers getting back to pre-pandemic levels, and there's still that time here to go above maybe pre-pandemic numbers getting into the enrollment period and actually the first really part of the fall semester?
Yes, great question. It really proves to me the value of the institution in our community. The role that Flint Hills plays in our community, the investment of our employees, our faculty, and our staff who work so hard to ensure that we are providing responding to community needs. And so it's these types of programs, I think, that show the value, the importance, and the role that hard work plays. So it confirms for me every day my great appreciation for this opportunity.
Well, and so Lisa touched on this, President Daugherty, and that's the availability of scholarship dollars at Flint Hills Technical College. They've done obviously a very good job in fundraising. How important is that to have for prospective students?
Oh, to be able to provide some support to a student might be able to allay some of those application costs, allay some of the ability to get those equipment pieces that they might have to have for the course or the program. Sometimes it's not so much the tuition cost, but it could be even the equipment that could be a barrier for some students. And so the ability to be able to support them for all of these needs they're going to have in their program is a significant addition for us right now in supporting our students in the community.
Lisa, what else is, I guess, on your plate right now for the student services side of things getting into the fall semester at this particular point in time? Obviously, enrollment is front and center, but what else are your staffers going to be involved with here over the next month or so?
Well, just kind of back-to-school activities, planning for the students to come back on campus. So we're directly involved in all of that. And, of course, the financial aid side of things, and really just getting our students prepared and ready for classes to start. And so a lot of the academic advising and just the reaching out to students to make sure that they understand their schedules, they understand where they're going their first day of classes, especially for our online students, that they have the resources and they understand how to access those online courses. Those are all things that our staff do to help students be successful.
What is the, Lisa, the mitigation plans? Are you face-to-face? What's the mask situation out of Flint Hills Tech College? Where are you at right now as far as COVID?
Right now, we are full back face-to-face. Normal. We are communicating and working some with Emporia State to talk about some real promotion of getting students and employees who have not been vaccinated. And so that is something we will definitely be focusing on at the start of the fall semester, is partnerships to work with whether it's Lyon County Public Health or Emporia State to provide vaccinations for our students and our employees if they want them.
President Darday, I wanted to ask you about something that had you'd mentioned here last week, and that's your 90-day plan. How are things going on that, and essentially giving the community kind of a tracking mechanism for how things are going here in your first year?
Thank you. Yes, I actually shared a little bit of update about that with the board at the board meeting last night. Our marketing department has created a talking points that I can share with media. I'm going through the second revision of that right now. We're just kind of fine-tuning that. So I hope that document is going to be ready to share with you all within the next week or two. That would be something that's somewhat on my radar to get that out to the media folks and some of the leadership in the community. So that's advancing along really well. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, we appreciate both of your time this morning. It's great to have you here. Welcome to your first ever Tech Talk. President Darday, it was good to talk to you, and we'll be visiting with you and staff on a monthly basis. Flint Hills Technical College, we certainly do appreciate your time.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That is President Karen Darday, Flint Hills Technical College, and Lisa Kermer, Vice President of Student Services and Financial Aid Director at Flint Hills Technical College, joining us, Chuck, on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning. It's 8:36.
58 Texas Democratic lawmakers leave the state, preventing a quorum in the State House.